counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hello, this is James McHugh, the Old Tango.
Hey, it's Dana Snell from the Bicycles.
Hello, everybody. This is Alexander Ortiz. I play in We Are Wolves.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from the Burning Hell.
Hi, this is Jay Slasek from the Besnard Lake.
Hey, this is Paul Watton from the Ketamines.
Hey, it's Marty Chapman of Imaginary City.
This is Dub Maddox, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Ashley McCoskey.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, and as the lady said in the intro, Ashley McCoskey joining me this week. Wayne decided that he was going to crap out. What a pooper. Oh. He was interested in being here for the 70th show, and he decided, I didn't even mean to make that, what's that, alliteration? Is that crapped out?
Well,
what a pooper?
If we're going to go with that, it's verbal diarrhea, I would think.
Oh, hey, there you go. Yeah. That's good. We were meant to do this. It's the Earshot 20, and if you're not familiar with the show, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great website, and these charts are for the week ending Tuesday, August 13th, 2013. Ashley's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Welcome back, everybody, to me co-hosting. It's a great experience for yourselves. As he said, we are listening to Earshot, which is a national campus and community radio report published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. There you can find the entire national top 50, from which we will play selections from the top 20 over the next 2 hours. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts, not including country, but including weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. Also, don't forget that you can find fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. Earshot.com.
Earshot-online.com. It's a real sticking point for you that you don't. There's no country charts. I'm gonna have to email Magnus and say, like, listen.
Well, if there
got
is,
some people
not
asking.
Mentioned.
Gotta get some people.
You got at least one person asking for country.
Get some people
and out here in St. John. Country's pretty popular, so
it is. It is indeed. If you want to reach out to us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to get in contact with us, and all are great ways if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist to reach out and get some exposure on this show. We're gonna do that today. We've got the top 20 countdown, of course, our Entertainment 411 with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim, and a couple of features, one with the Heavy Blinkers and one with the Soul Pursuit to play over the next 2 hours. But before we get into that, Ashley's going to let you know what's coming up first.
Coming up first, we have Portugal the Man dropping down or up from 40 to 20 with their song Creep in a T-shirt.
Ashley in a T-shirt. You are... I don't know if you're gonna be able to come back. You're too creepy for me. Even.
Well, stay tuned. I'm gonna be coming up with a new show myself. So let's throw a plug in that they can stop listening to you. Pick up my station, no problem.
Perfect. All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
I'm smile because the light here is brighter. And it's not that I'm evil, I just don't like to pretend that I could ever be your friend.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 19.
Gather my sleep away.
The year shot 20.
All right, you first heard Portugal the Man with their song Creep in a T-Shirt sitting at number 20. At 19 was Surfer Blood with Squeezing Blood. And at number 18 was Same Temptation from Fur Trade.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out the website. It is really great. Coming up in just a few minutes, the Entertainment 411 with senior editor from Exclaim, Stephen Karlick. He'll be on the line. But first, we've got a couple more tracks to bring you, and Ashley's going to let you know what's coming in at number 17.
Dropping down 7 spots from number 10 last week is Boards of Canada, and we are going to listen to their song Gemini.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
A cloudy wake, it's a young mistake that I'm clothed in. I can't see when I'm filled with sleep, it's a golden dream of mine. But when I rise with my morning eyes, it's all spoken. White, don't drown in the water hole. Tight, the feeling of a fever soul. All in all, I need to get me.
Earshot 20.
You just heard the Paper Kites with their song A Maker of My Time, and before that was Boards of Canada with their song Gemini.
A couple of great tracks. Now we're going to take a break from the countdown for a few minutes. Talk to our friend over at Exclaim Magazine, senior editor. It is Stephen Karlik, and he's got your entertainment news.
It's the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlik from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. No wave experimentalist Yamantaka Sonic Titan recently signed with Suicide Squeeze ahead of their forthcoming album, and now the Canadian act have formally announced that they'll release Uzu on October 29th. The band previously told Exclaim that the sound of the new album was inspired by their live instrumental setup. The album's preceded by first single, One. My Bloody Valentine have plotted a new EP as well as MBV outtakes. In an interview with Pitchfork, Kevin Shields explained that he intends to release three outtakes from the MBV sessions. He noted that one song is, quote, melodically very nice and pretty, while another is, quote, more rhythmic-based, and the last is similar to opener She Found Now. Furthermore, the band is planning an EP of new material, which Shield said they intend to work on next year. He is also aiming to make pure analog masters of past albums Loveless and Isn't Anything, along with the early EPs. Canadian rapper Shad has expanded his Canadian tour schedule in support of forthcoming album Flying Colors. Following a few one-offs in September and October, Shad will hit the road in earnest in November, spending most of the months playing shows, kicking off in Quebec and making his way west all the way to Vancouver Island. Along the way, Shad will make stops in Ottawa, Toronto, Montreal, Quebec City, Peterborough, Hamilton, St. Catharines, Guelph, London, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Calgary, Nelson, Vancouver, and Victoria. Also happening this month in British Columbia is a one-off hometown show from Kelowna, BC's The Grapes of Wrath. The band originally hail from Kelowna, BC, but it's been a whopping 21 years since they played a hometown gig. That'll change on August 28th when the reunited folk rock band play a free gig at the city's waterfront park. Finally, MIA has finally gotten a release date from Matangi after she threatened to leak it. On August 8th, the rapper vented her frustration of holding onto the LP for so long and tweeted disdainfully, quote, "If Interscope takes longer, I can always leak this next week and make a new one by the time they're ready." Apparently, MIA's powers of persuasion are on point because the LP now has a November 5th due date. Track listing details have yet to be delivered from Matangi, which will be the follow-up to her 2010 LP, Maya. In album reviews this week, Washed Out has dropped his second LP, while his first album, Within and Without, was a satisfying, if a little disjointed, debut. Green has found steady footing on the new LP, which balances his electronic compositions with a lush, psychedelic palette that at times evokes the Flaming Lips more than former Chillwave peers Small Black and Toro y Moi. Sundappled's first single, It All Feels Right, acts as a beacon for Paracosm's more straightforward songwriting approach, which incorporates more conventional song structures and acoustic and analog instruments than the loop-focused Within. Paracosm floats by like a wonderful dream from which only the most jaded music fan would wish to awaken. Also out this week is Ray Spoon's My Prairie Home. The latest release from the Montreal-based artist Ray Spoon is a genre-spanning journey, one where visual elements aren't picturesque escapes, but confrontations with the past. The effort is brave, and the results are breathtaking. My Prairie Home is Spoon's most personally revealing album to date, capturing stories of abandonment, abuse, and coming out as queer while being raised by an evangelical Christian family in Alberta. With My Prairie Home, Spoon at once harkens back to the younger self while embodying it, to poignant effect. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is Yamantaka Sonic Titan's dizzying new single, One. Hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot
20.
Extra. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 15. Shot 20. Number 14.
Oh, night to get lucky. We're up all 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 night to get lucky.
It's the Earshot 20.
If you're up with it, I'm down with it. That was Get Lucky by Daft Punk, sitting at number 14. And before that at 15 was CSS, Teenage Tiger Cat.
I don't even know if that makes sense. Well, man.
Yeah, hey, if you want to get lucky, come on by.
Good job. All right, and in before that, Yemen Tugga Sonic Titan, a track called One, and that was Stephen Karlik's pick of the week this week for Exclaim, and thanks very much to him for the entertainment 411. Got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour of the program is up, and Ashley's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
Climbing seven spots, is Said the Whale off their album I Love You. This is their title track.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
When I learned that I had a brother, I made up a dance for you. We'd be crime fighters together and do things that brothers do. When you told me about his mother and all that she'd been through, what could I do?
You got it wrong, but I love you. You got it rough, but I love you. We get along and I love you. You know, I love you. When I learned I had a sister, I pretended to hate her. I seen it on TV, I knew exactly what to do.
Chatting now with Kyle Daw of The Soul Pursuit, an Ontario-based outfit that has just released their EP, Opposing Forces. Kyle joins us on the line. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thank you very much for having me, man.
What was the recording process like for this record?
The recording process was actually quite long, though the EP is only 7 songs. We did a lot of what's going to become our full-length record at the same time, and then kind of whittled down what the track listing would be for each from there. So it was very long, kind of informal. Started out just just for fun. And as the song started developing, me and the producer, Steve Rising, got more and more excited about it. Wanted to put a band together. I wanted to put a band together. And so everything kind of grew out of just the recording process. So it was pretty all-encompassing.
And does this EP, Opposing Forces, tell a story? Is there a theme throughout the record when people are listening to it that you may want them to get out of it?
No direct theme that I would say I want anyone to get out of it. I think some sort of themes just sort of happen by the way that we sequence the record. I think maybe not so directly, but there's definitely an undercurrent of frustration, living in suburbia, chasing ye old music dream, and just feeling frustrated when you hit the bumps along the way. I think there's a sense of, kind of suburban frustration in the record. But with an aim to positivity, not like in a negative dwelling way. It's just, I'm a kid from the GTA, or I was a kid from the GTA. I'm a man now. So a lot of the songs kind of come from that place, I think. Being here, longing for the wider world.
And have you felt the love from the record? Have you been feeling a lot of good vibes from playing shows and just hearing from people about this release?
Yeah, we certainly have, man. People have been responding really positively to it. The few write-ups that we've had are pretty positive, and that's exciting. And certainly at the shows, people are singing the words and know the songs and stuff like that. So I think that's the best sign that it's going over well, is if people are remembering it. And one thing that we've discovered kind of playing live is that a lot of the songs kind of have an almost dancey sensibility. I mean, it's certainly alternative / indie rock, whatever you want to call it, but there's a lot of dancing that seems to happen, so it's cool.
And on the theme of live shows and touring, are you doing a lot of that for this release, or are you going to save some of that for like maybe a bigger tour for when the full length gets dropped?
We haven't done any extensive touring yet for the EP, but we certainly do plan to. I actually think we're heading out your way in October, it sounds like. We're in the process of firming it up, so we're definitely going to do more extensive touring probably once we drop the full length, which won't be into the new year, but we certainly want to do a fair share before this year is out. So we're really excited about that. So yeah, there's going to be probably more dates for the band to come than there has been thus far this year. So anyone looking forward to seeing us live is certainly going to have a chance to before the year is out as we head into the fall here.
And so that's kind of what leads into my next question: what lies on the horizon? And it sounds like some live shows and a lot of work on a full-length album.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure, touring is on the horizon. For sure, the full-length album. And we're about to go into production for our first proper kind of music video for the third track on the album, the Tunnel Metaphysics. So we're really excited about that, too. It's not going to be a performance video. There's a couple performance videos of us on the net, but this one is going to be kind of a narrative, different kind of thing. I scripted it myself, and we got the wheels moving on that. And so we're hoping for all of that to kind of come together, the video, the touring, and so on and so forth, you know?
Very cool. All right, find out more about this up-and-coming Canadian group at thesoulpursuit.com, and that's where you'll be able to find out about those shows that are coming up, and we'll definitely be talking about it as it gets closer to the time and the drop of the full release, and when you guys will be out this way. Love to see you guys, and also anybody who's listening, the show is broadcast and recorded live out of St. John, New Brunswick, and so we're over here on the East Coast, but I'm sure that everybody will get to feel that love and see you guys live.
Awesome. Yeah, I hope so, man.
Kyle, thanks very much for dropping a line.
Thank you.
And here they are in an Earshot Extra spot this week. It's the Soul Pursuit on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
Devil.
Number 11.
track to their album, I Love You, was Said the Whale at 13.
All right, and big thanks to Kyle Daw from The Soul Pursuit for joining us on the program, and you heard a song from their new album, and it was called Sedan. So look out for them, check them out online for more. All right, that is the first 10 over and done with, and we are going to move on to the top 10 after a quick break. If you want to know more about this show, well, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You can check out that website for lots of features, reviews, and much, much more. You can find us online. We are at radio4all.net. That's the radio number 4all.net, and also a podcast on iTunes. And the show is broadcast live out of St. John, New Brunswick at the campus and community radio station Local 107.3 FM every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. I'm in the studio, Anthony Enman, with you for the next hour after this. And counting down the charts with my pal Ashley McCoskey. Booyah. Stick around, there's more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.